Chapter 77. Deer. Apostrophe apostrophe set fagin. A man need be always emptying a till, or a pocket, or a woman's reticule, or a house, or a mail coach, or a bank, if he drinks it regularly. Apostrophe, Mr. Claypole no sooner heard this extract from his own remarks than he fell back in his chair, and looked from the Jew to Charlotte with a countenance of ashy palances and excessive terror. Don't mind me, my dear, apostrophe said Fagin, drawing his chair closer. Ha, ha. It was lucky it was only me that heard you by chance. It was very lucky it was only me. Apostrophe, I didn't take it, apostrophe stammered Noah, no longer stretching out his legs like an independent gentleman, but coiling them up as well as he could under his chair. It was all her doing. Yer have got it now, Charlotte, yer no yer have. Apostrophe, no matter who's got it, or who did it, my dear, apostrophe replied Fagin, glancing, nevertheless, with a hawk's eye at the girl and the two bundles. I'm in that way myself, and I like you for it. Apostrophe, in what way? Apostrophe, apostrophe asked Mr. Claypole, a little recovering. In that way of business, apostrophe rejoined Fagin, and so are the people of the house. You've hit the right nail upon the head, and are as safe here as you could be. There is not a safer place in all this town than is the Cripples, that is, when I like to make it so. And I have taken a fancy to you, and the young woman, so I've said the word, and you may make your minds easy. Apostrophe, Noah Claypole's mind might have been at ease after this assurance, but his body certainly was not, for he shuffled and writhed about, in two various uncouth positions, eyeing his new friend meanwhile with mingled fear and suspicion. I'll tell you more, apostrophe said Fagin, after he had reassured the girl, by dint of friendly nods and muttered encouragements. I have got a friend, that I think, can gratify your darling wish, and put you in the right way, where you can take whatever department of the business you think, will suit you best at first, and be taught all the others. Apostrophe, yer speak, as if yer were in earnest, apostrophe replied Noah. What advantage would it be to me to be anything else? Apostrophe, apostrophe inquired Fagin, shrugging his shoulders. Here. Let me have a word with you outside. Apostrophe, there's no occasion to trouble ourselves to move, apostrophe said Noah, getting his legs by gradual degrees abroad again. She'll take the luggage upstairs the while. Charlotte, see to them bundles. Apostrophe, this mandate, which had been delivered with great majesty, was obeyed without the slightest demur, and Charlotte made the best of her way off with the packages, while Noah held the door open, and watched her out. She's kept tolerably well under, ain't she? Apostrophe, apostrophe, he asked as he resumed his seat, in the tone of a keeper who had tamed some wild animal. Quite perfect, apostrophe rejoined Fagin, clapping him on the shoulder. You're a genius, my dear. Apostrophe, why, I suppose if I wasn't, I shouldn't be here, apostrophe replied Noah. But, I say, she'll be back, if ye'er lose time. Apostrophe, now, what do you think? Apostrophe, apostrophe said Fagin. If you was to like my friend, could you do better than join him? Apostrophe, apostrophe, is he in a good way of business? That's where it is. Apostrophe, apostrophe responded Noah, winking one of his little eyes. The top of the tree, employs a power of hands, has the very best society in the profession. Apostrophe, regular town maiders? Apostrophe, apostrophe asked Mr. Claypole. Not a countryman among them, and I don't think he'd take you, even on my recommendation, if he didn't run rather short of assistance just now, apostrophe replied Fagin. Should I have to hand over? Apostrophe, apostrophe said Noah, slapping his breeches pocket. It couldn't possibly be done without, apostrophe replied Fagin, in a most decided manner. £20, though it's a lot of money. Apostrophe, apostrophe, not when it's in a note you can't get rid of, apostrophe retorted Fagin. Number and date taken, I suppose? Payment stopped at the bank? Ah, it's not worth much to him. It'll have to go abroad, and he couldn't sell it for a great deal in the market. Apostrophe, when could I see him? Apostrophe, apostrophe, ask Noah doubtfully. Tomorrow morning. Apostrophe, where? Apostrophe, apostrophe, here. Apostrophe, 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 said Noah. What's the wages? Apostrophe, live like a gentleman, board and lodging, pipes and spirits free, half of all you earn, and half of all the young woman earns, apostrophe, replied Mr. Fagin. Whether Noah Claypole, whose rapacity was none of the least comprehensive, would have acceded even to these glowing terms, had he been a perfectly free agent, is very doubtful. But as he recollected that, in the event of his refusal, it was in the power of his new acquaintance to give him up to justice immediately, and more unlikely things had come to pass, he gradually relented, and said he thought that would suit him. But, here see, apostrophe observed Noah, as she will be able to do a good deal, I should like to take something very light. Apostrophe, a little fancy work? Apostrophe, apostrophe, suggested Fagin. Ah, something of that sort, apostrophe, replied Noah. What do you think would suit me now? Something not too trying for the strength, and not very dangerous, you know. That's the sort of thing. Apostrophe, I heard you talk of something in the spy way upon the others, my dear, apostrophe, said Fagin. My friend wants somebody who would do that well, very much. Apostrophe, why, I did mention that, and I shouldn't mind turning my hand to it sometimes, apostrophe, rejoined Mr. Claypole slowly, but it wouldn't pay by itself, you know. Apostrophe, that's true. Apostrophe, apostrophe, observed the Jew, ruminating, or pretending to ruminate. No, it might not. Apostrophe, what do you think, then? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Noah, anxiously regarding him. Something in the sneaking way, where it was pretty sure work, and not much more risk than being at home. Apostrophe, what do you think of the old ladies? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Fagin. There's a good deal of money made in snatching their bags and parcels, and running round the corner. Apostrophe, don't they holler out a good deal, and scratch sometimes? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Noah, shaking his head. I don't think that would answer my purpose. Ain't there any other line open? Apostrophe, stop. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Fagin, laying his hand on Noah's knee. The kitchen lay. Apostrophe, the kitchens, my dear, apostrophe, said Fagin, is the young children that's sent on errands by their mothers, with sixpences and shillings. And the lay, is just to take their money away, they've always got it ready in their hands, then knock 'em into the kennel, and walk off very slow, as if there were nothing else the matter, but a child fallen down and hurt itself. Ha! 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 Apostrophe, ha! Ha! Apostrophe, roared Mr. Claypole, kicking up his legs in an ecstasy. Lord, that's the very thing. Apostrophe, apostrophe, to be sure it is, apostrophe, replied Fagin, and you can have a few good beats chalked out in Camden Town, and Battle Bridge, and neighborhoods like that, where they're always going errands, and you can upset as many kitchens as you want, any hour in the day. Ha, ha, ha. Apostrophe, with this, Fagin poked Mr. Claypole in the side, and they joined in a burst of laughter both long and loud. Well, that's all right. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Noah, when he had recovered himself, and Charlotte had returned. What time tomorrow shall we say? Apostrophe, apostrophe, will 10 do? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Fagin, adding, as Mr. Claypole nodded assent, what name shall I tell my good friend? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Bolter, apostrophe, replied Noah, who had prepared himself for such emergency. Apostrophe, Mr. Morris Bolter. This is Mrs. Bolter. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mrs. Bolter's humble servant, apostrophe, said Fagin, bowing with grotesque politeness. I hope I shall know her better very shortly. Apostrophe, do you hear the gentleman, Charlotte? Apostrophe, apostrophe, thundered Mr. Claypole. Yes, Noah, dear. Apostrophe, apostrophe, replied Mrs. Bolter, extending her hand. She calls me Noah, as a sort of fond way of talking, apostrophe, said Mr. Morris Bolter, late Claypole, turning to Fagin. You understand? Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh yes, I understand perfectly, apostrophe, replied Fagin, telling the truth for once. Good night. Good night. Apostrophe, with many adieus and good wishes, Mr. Fagin went his way. Noah Claypole, bespeaking his good lady's attention, proceeded to enlighten her relative to the arrangement he had made, with all that haughtiness and air of superiority, becoming, not only a member of the sterner sex, but a gentleman who appreciated the dignity of a special appointment on the Kinchinley, in London and its vicinity. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.